Governor Peter Shumlin says his plan to reduce the so-called Medicaid cost shift would also cut health care costs at public schools. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, school boards now worry Shumlin's proposal might actually drive up property taxes instead.
The Shumlin plan is complicated, but here it is in a nutshell. Raise $90 million with a new payroll tax, use the state revenue to draw down another $100 million in federal money, and use the combined sum to ramp up Medicaid payments to doctors and hospitals. Shumlin says that since healthcare providers would be getting more money for treating Medicaid patients, they'd reduce the amounts they charge people with private insurance. And the business is paying the 0.7% payroll tax, according to the governor, will get all their money back in the form of health insurance savings.
Listen, we scrubbed our numbers. We stand by our numbers. This will, in our view, save both municipalities and school boards money.
But the governor's math isn't yet working for everyone.
There would actually be an increased cost in the first 18 months for school districts because they would have to pay the payroll tax for those 2 years before we see any impact on the cost of coverage.
That's Steve Dale, head of the Vermont School Boards Association. Schools are major employers in the state and would collectively pay something on the order of $6.5 million annually as a result of the new payroll tax. Shumlin earlier this week unveiled a new study. It shows that while schools might have to pony up $6.5 million in new taxes, they'd save close to $10 million in annual health care costs, thanks to Medicaid paying more into the system. That's $3 million in savings in year one alone, according to Shumlin. But Dale says school boards aren't ready to bank on it.
We're concerned that to some degree that misrepresents what will happen in the short run in any case.
Schools are self-insured, and Dale says the rate-setting process used to determine how much schools pay for insurance will happen well before the promised savings materialize. That means that for this year and next, according to Dale, the $6.5 million per year in new taxes will simply increase overall costs for districts. And higher costs, Dale says, means higher property taxes.
At a time when property taxes are front and center as the big issue, we should be doing everything we can to find ways to decrease the property tax pressure this year. We should not be implementing programs that will increase property taxes.
Robin Lunge, director of healthcare reform for the administration, says providers, insurance carriers, and state regulators stand ready to work with VHI, that's the group that oversees teacher insurance, to make sure schools see their savings in time to avoid upward pressure on tax rates. According to the administration, the payroll tax would save municipalities about $900,000 annually in avoided health care costs. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.